After several months of silence, forces loyal to George Athor, the former SPLA commander, reappeared over the weekend, raiding two primary healthcare facilities in Aiud County in Jonglei State. The state governor, Kwalma Nyang Duke, says the rebel took away medicine and food meant for Kalazar patients, but confirmed no one was hurt during the incident. According to Governor Kwal, this rebel force is still moving between Aiud and Duke counties, some kilometers away from Bur Town, the Jonglei state capital. George Athor has not claimed responsibility for the attack and could not be reached for comment. The reappearance of these forces has provoked fear in residents of those areas, including Bur Town. But SPLA spokesman Colonel Philip Aguirre-Panyang says they are moving quickly to suppress the rebel forces.
These are not big forces in terms of numbers, but yes, forces of George Athor have been reported in place called Jij, they have been reported in place called Gul, and between Gul and Duk Padiet for the last 2 days. But we believe it's not a big threat. The SPLA force is in the area, and the SPLA is monitoring their movement.
Aguirre asked citizens of Aiud and Duk counties to remain calm, promising quick action on the part of the SPLA.
A lot of efforts have been going on to make sure that Jonglei state is stable, make sure that no infiltration of hostile elements that will be targeting either the civil population or the government institutions. So we are confident that situation is under control.
Athor took up arms following his defeats in the April 2010 elections for governor of Jonglei state, which he alleged were marked by fraud. In July, President Salva Kiir extended amnesty offers to all rebel militias operating in the country. The offer has been accepted by other rebel commanders such as Peter Gadet, but Athor has yet to respond. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.